stomach tonight was a little more Mesiris Nefesh because you have to get up early for Slichus. So I have to be say a better word. What? Tomorrow will be more Mesiris. Okay. Okay. So there's a shaila, a big problem in what does the Rambam hold lemaise about mitzvot sichas kavana? Because I'll just say what the steer that the cast of Mishnah brings in the Rambam Hilchas Shofar. The Rambam says niskaven atakei lohitzi veloi niskaven hashemei alotzeis, that if let's say I blew for you and I had kavana for you, but the listener didn't have kavana lotzeis lo yotza, which seems to mean that mitzvah tzriches kavana, and both of us are involved in this mitzvah, where I'm blowing for you, so I have to have in mind to be mitzi, and you have to have in mind to be yotze, and we pass him mitzvah tzriches kavana. But then when you go to the Rambam in Hilchas Matzah, the Rambam says over there in Perek Vav that kafub tar parsim, the original case mentioned in the Gemara, kafub parsim v'achal matzah, the parsim forced him to eat matzah, and he ate the matzah, and he's not mechavin yotza. He is yotza. So l'chayr looks like a steer. Here the Rambam says mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Here the Rambam says mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. So the Kesef Mishnah brings the Ran, asks this kasha, and the Ran gives his famous teretz that it depends on what type of mitzvah. If you're talking about shofar, so there's no hanogashmis. It's a mitzvah ruchnis, right? It's a mitzvah with no hanogashmis. Over there, the Rambam paskins mitzvah tzriches kavan. But by eating matzah is achila, so there's hanah, there's shekeinen. So the hanah with that, that's good enough to be yotze without kavan. Really, if you saw the Rashi already says this idea right in the Gemara, where this is based on a piece of Gemara right there. The Gemara said that if you ate the matzah, Avud Shmuel said, if you kafu parsim to eat the matzah, you're yoytze. So Rava said, oh, so if that's true, so that means mitzvahs don't need kavana. So then, huadin, if you blow shofar, lashir, you're just singing, right? You're playing an instrument, shofar, also you'll be yoytze. So the Gemara says, pshita makamashbal, and what's the chiddush of Rava? That's the same thing. So the Gemara answer is not so pashit. Maybe it would only work by matzah, because over there Hashem said, eat matzah, v'ho'ochal, and he ate the matzah. Explains Rashi, because it's hanah. And we say, ha-mis'asik b'chalovim v'arayis chayiv shekeinen. We find that having hanah makes a person chayiv. So maybe that would also help you to be yaitze. But maybe shofar, where there's no hanah, maybe taka over there, I would say that you need kavana. So Rava said, you also over there, you don't need kavana. So the Gemara already said this possible chilek, that maybe hano would be an easier time to be yitz without kavana. So now the Rambam is taka paskening that chilek. The problem, the big problem is to understand this thing, to understand the Svara of the Gemara, to understand the Rambam. How in the world could having Hana replace having Kavana to do a mitzvah? How, what connection do they have at all? I mean, I don't have a problem. Let's take the original example that Rashi brought. Misasik, right? We have this idea of misasik, that if a person doesn't know what he's doing by mistake, he did something without realizing what he's doing, then it's not even considered an aver. Right? If, like, let's say you were trying to pick up something on Shabbos, you didn't realize it at all that it was attached to the ground, right? And you were just trying to pick it up, and it was really attached, and you pull it out of the ground, it's misasik. You're not chayav. Why? It's like almost like it happened by itself. Like, you didn't really do it. You weren't involved in doing that at all. It's like it just happened. So that's called misasik. Now, okay, if the person has hanah, right? He was eating something, he thought he was eating vegetables, right? And it ended up being chalev, right? Chalavim. So over there we say, we're not going to use the Ptur Misasik. Why? Because nene, since it went into my body, you can't say it just happened. It's considered like I did it. Okay, that's a concept in the Gemara. You're too connected with it. You can't just like say, it has nothing to do with me, just happened. Like, if it's nene, it's mamish connected with me. Fine. That's all very nice by an aver. The inyan of aver doesn't need any kavan lishma. You don't have to do aver l'shem shamayim. It's very hard to do aver l'shem shamayim. If a person will get malchus if he does aver for shaloi lishma, no problem. Right? The only problem is he has to do it. So we say, if he's misasik, he didn't do it, just happened. But if it's through Hana, he's connected with it, and he did it. That's all good to understand by an aver. But by a mitzvah, what we need is kavana, right? What we need is to have kavana. It's not enough that I blow the shofar. I'm supposed to have in mind for the mitzvah. So now we're going to say, okay, but if it's matzah, since you like eating the matzah, it's gishmak, it's Hana, so it's misasik, so I'm chai. But I'm not trying to do aveir now. I'm trying to do a mitzvah. And for a mitzvah, you need kavana. So how will the pleasure turn into kavana? It's a very, very hard question. Yeah, and many svarim try very hard to figure out what could be the pshat. So I want to be matziyayu a pshat in this Ran and Ramba. Pshat zazoy. It says later on Daf Lamed Gimel, HaMisasik, if somebody blows shofar misasik, playing around, lo yotza. So the Gemara wants to make a deal. Misasik, Rashi gives an example, like let's say somebody's just trying to blow in the air, and out came a noise. Misasik, lo yotza. But what if somebody was tekeil a shir? What if somebody did blow a tekeil true a tekeil for a shir? Yotza. So l'chayra, it's a raya, mitzvah, ein tzrichas kavana. Says the Gemara, no. Blowing l'shir is misasik. Right? That's the Gemara's answer. Blowing l'shir is misasik. So meaning, the Mishnah is saying, if a person blows l'shir, if a person blows a tkiya true, a tkiya l'shir, we are calling him misasik, lo yatsa. So I have a question for the Tana. Why do you have to give code words? Why do you have to say misasik? Are you trying to say you didn't have kavana? You know how to say that. I could show you a Mishnah. It says, if a person was reading the Megillah, im kiven libo yotza, im loy kiven lo yotza. Or you have a Mishnah in Brachas, right? Kigiyazman kriyashma, im kiven. So why can't you just say, toikeya, im kiven libo yotza, im loy kiven lo yotza? Why did they tell me misasik? Well, and then it means kiven. So I believe that this is Yesoid Gadol. Pshat is, this is how the Rambam holds, I'm not saying every Rishon has to agree to this, but the Rambam holds, no one requires kavana. No one. When it says mitzvah tzriches kavana, I don't mean literally what I said, because it says you need kavana. What I mean is, you need to blow shofar. You need to blow tkiya trua tkiya. That's what you have to do. The problem is, if you're playing music, you're not blowing tkiya trua tkiya. You're blowing notes. You're not doing it. The tkiya trua tkiya came by itself. That's what the Mishnah is trying to explain to me. The problem of mitzvahs ein tzriches kavana, or tzriches, the issue of kavana, is not like the normal first reaction, how you think. Well, you need to have Vodas Hashem. You need to have Kavana that I'm doing for Hashem. That's not the point. The point is you got to blow a tekiya, not music. So if you're blowing Lashir, one mandor says, you might say anyways, it's good, it's good. That's tekiya. The other mandor says, that's not tekiya, that's music, that's shir. You're saying you're shir. I lamaisa, it's a tekiya. Well, that tekiya came by itself. I didn't do that. I'm misasik. I'm busy blowing music. Out came a tkiya true a tkiya. That's what the Tana was matriach himself to teach me b'chas do yagodol by not writing the word kiven libo yotza. The Tana wants to teach me something. The issue is not that there's a new inyan of kavon. The issue is blow a tekiya. Don't blow music. If you're blowing music and it's a tekiya, then you're misasik. Oh, so Mimela, now we have a whole new understanding of what it means mitzvah tzriches kavon. It's not the etzem that there's like we've been saying from Rabbi Hanan, which could be taka true for other Rishayim, but in the Rambam. Not that we're saying like a mitzvah, it has two parts. There's one part, you have to do the tekiah, and then there's another thing, you need kavana. The Rambam isn't going to learn that way. There's one part. You know what the mitzvah is? Blow a tekiah. Zehu. But blow a tekiah. Don't blow music and out came a tekiah by mistake, because that's misasik. Is Memela, once we understand that, the whole thing is understandable. So now the Gemara is saying a very clear thing. The Gemara says, well, but when you eat matzah, then you can't say, I was throwing things in my throat. If you ate, then you ate. Then you were nene, then that is achilas matzah. So you don't need anything more to make it into achilas matzah. By nene, that's mamish the vort that the Ran is saying. That misasek is a reason why it's considered accidental by other issues. But by food, which is nene, we always say that that's your nene, you did it. So memela, you did achilas matzah. And that's all you need. So what do we ask? But where's your kavana? Where's your kavana? You don't need any kavana. That's the answer. You just need to do the mitzvah. Right, and if you look in the words of the Gemara, I think it is what it says. Because the Gemara writes that you would say, by matzah, rachmona omar, echol matzah, Hashem said eat matzah, v'ho'ocha matzah, and you ate matzah. No. Like, where's the Gemara explaining to me, I don't understand the Gemara, but where's the kavana? What's the Gemara trying to say? The territory of the Gemara just said it. The Gemara is saying, You ate matzah. That's the whole business. Eat matzah. And you did it. Masha'en came by shofar, you would say, I didn't blow tekiah. I didn't do it. So there I would say it's not good. Oh, so that could be the pshat in the Rambam. So that's the ikur of the whole thing. Yeah, but the only thing is, right, they still have to know that it's a tekiah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you, right, really, it's right. It's not the part, the mitzvah of Avodah is right. You have to do tekiah. Not shir, we're doing tekiah. That's really the part. Right? And that's mamish why the Rambam is saying why that if you eat a piece of matzah and you have no kavana, you're yaitzeh, right? How could that be? The answer is, that's the part. There's no din be'etzin that you have to have kavana, really. By the Shomea. Oh. Yeah. Well, you see, right? You see, even the Shomea, because otherwise he's listening to music, right? He also has to, in other words, very nice, he's blowing tekiahs, but I'm listening to music. So I have to think tekiah. Oh, so now, I want to say like this. That is all in our sugya. In our sugya, but there's a third day. In Psachim, it says that Rabbi Yose and the Tana, it doesn't say his name, argued if somebody ate by karpas, he didn't have any karpas available. So he had to eat mora for karpas. So is he yoytze already? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yose says, you're not yoytze, and the Tana Kama says, you are yoytze. So the Gemara says, what are they arguing in? They're arguing in mitzvah tzriches kavan. The Tana Kama says you're yoytze, because even though he was thinking karpas, lemaisa he's yoytze anyways, because he ate it, and he holds ein tzriches kavan. Rabbi Yose holds mitzvah tzriches kavan, so he wasn't yoytze, because he thought he was doing karpas. So the question is, but this is hana. You ate a piece of lettuce. Shekeinane. So what is that? Well, you see from the Gemara that the Gemara says he was Yaitse. You're asking a nice question. what's pshat in the piece of Gemara, right? The Gemara says that when he ate the karpas, he was yotzei mara. But what's the Gemara talking about? So some achareim say that's a right to the Rambam. You know, the Rambam says by karpas you need to eat the kazayis. Yeah. So they want to bring the right. Otherwise, you have to say it's hachamayaskinan. He likes eating a lot of karpas, so he ate a kazayis. But according to the Rambam, it's very nice. It's like mamish. Al kaponim. The question is, but l'chayre you had hano. L'chayre you had hano. So why does it say Rabbi Yossi you weren't yotze? So vice does that Rabbi Yossi, he really is a third level. He holds you mamish need kavana, like the regular standard thing that everyone thinks. That mitzvah sichas kavana means you need mamish kavana. And memela, that's why Rabbi Yossi holds, you didn't have kavana, maybe you did it, maybe you did the maisa like we've been explaining, and you have the whole maisa, but that's not enough. Rabbi Yossi says you need mamish kavana. So now, once we understand that, I want to end for one last thing. The Ran has a chiddush in the tzir. What is the case of misasik? So Rashi says, what is the case? He was just blowing, and out came a noise. He was just blowing air, and out came a noise. The Ran has a different case for misasik. The case is that if somebody is trying to do a different mitzvah, for example, he's doing chinuch, he's trying to teach his kids that you should listen to shofar. So it's the Rabbanan Inin to be mechanech your children. There, since you're Isaac in a different mitzvah, that passels it up that now you can't be yotzei shofar with that. Because Mina, he has, it's like, it's worse than doing it for shir. If you're doing it for shir, it's just parav. So then, if you hold that mitzvah saying tzichas kavana, it's still good. But if you're doing a different mitzvah, that's even worse. Because that's like going for a different mitzvah, it's mekalkel even more. That's misasik, that's pasul l'chuleyam. Okay, so according to the Ran, there's three levels. Kavona, best. Parav, machloikis mitzvah tzichas kavana or not. A different mitzvah, everyone passes. So frek the Yeshua Siyakov Akasha, if that's true that there's three levels, then the whole Gemara and Psachim is Tzarechi and Gadol. Because over there, the case was the man was eating karpas. So the Gemara says, what's the machloikis? If you hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana, you're not yotzei. If you hold mitzvah ein tzrichas kavana, then you will be yotzei. But here he's doing a different mitzvah. And over here it's the third level, it's the worst. So everyone should say you're not yotzei. But now, lefizet miyushav heitev moed. Because the Ran is talking about the Mishnah, which says misasik is pasul. So the Ran says, I want to explain the new case for misasik, which is pasul. The case is he's doing a different mitzvah. That whole Mishnah of misasik, which is pasul, is not negeya in psachim, because since he's eating, so it's nene. So memela, Nana doesn't have the psul of misasik. That's like you are doing it. The whole Ran is saying that there's a psul when you're doing a different tkiyah for chinuch. So it's considered like the tkiyah of the mitzvah is like misasik, like it just happened by itself and it's psul. But in psachim, you don't have that whole psul. Because in psachim, we're talking about eating. So memela, that's not negeya. You can't bring in that Ran over here. Because here it's a case of achila, which is nene, which is definitely you did the mitzvah of eating the mara. Only what, as we said, Rabbi Yose, why does Rabbi Yose say that you have to eat again? Because his sheet is the highest level. You need mamish kavana. Okay, so the Gemara is perfect. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yose says, mitzvah tzrichas kavana. So memela, you have to eat over the mara again. Because you mamish need kavana, according to him. And the other Tanner said, no, I don't hold you need mamish kavana. Mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. But that whole sugi and psachim is a level up. It's after you don't have the whole issue in Rosh Hashanah. Because there you're a nana and you did the maise. It's a new machlik. It's on a higher level if you need kavana mamish. Male is the mush of the kash of the Yeshua's Yaakov.